is our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast. It's awesome. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Oh, hey, okay, there we go. Hello. Wait, did that work?
I don't know. Is it working?
I don't know.
Can you hear me?
Let's see.
Is it?
It's been a while. Oh, yeah. We're too quiet. Let's get closer up here.
I'll put my face right here by the microphone.
That's good. Do that.
Hey, everybody. This is Adam talking from a podcast.
This is Holly talking
We're podcasting live from the podcast.
Actually, we only have we have less than 3 weeks left in this apartment.
Yeah, we're moving.
I just realized that today while we were at work. Well, I guess we were both at work that time. Yeah, we have less than 3 weeks left before we actually have a bedroom in our apartment.
Yeah, we've been living in a no-bedroom apartment for the last 11 months.
Which is, I mean, it's good for its purposes, but, like, people should live in a bedroom sometimes. It'd be nice to have, like, did you happen to see where the air conditioner is in the new apartment?
Mm-hmm. It's on the wall.
Is it in the bedroom?
No.
The bedroom's gonna get hot. Oh, well.
We can get a fan.
I like that we looked at one apartment before we picked one. We're just like, this is good.
I think any room could be the bedroom. We could put the bed right in the living room.
I don't care.
Who the hell cares?
I mean, visitors?
If we bring company over, we'll just say, well, this is the living room in here.
Where do we put the dining room table right next to the bed?
Sure. Why not?
We can have a dining room table where we can, like, eat food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be nice.
Instead of having to eat on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like eating on the couch, because you drip all over the couch.
You do.
I do. You do. No, you just drip on you.
Right.
You're a very messy eater.
Right. But I have more surface area. Why are you pushing me?
Because you're too far away from the microphone.
Well.
You need to get closer. Look, unless you want to spring.
Hey, everybody. This is Adam talking right into the microphone.
Look, okay.
I'm just
unless
right
you're
here
in
the microphone. Right up in your business.
Spring for a second microphone. We got to make do here. Our podcast audience cares about sound quality.
We're going to have a microphone, the second microphone, real soon right now.
We should
now.
Get another microphone.
And then we can both be real close to the microphone, just like I am right
and
now.
And then we can, like, mix it together so that we have, like, two... We could pull, like, you in the left and me in the right.
Why would I be on the left?
You wouldn't.
Because
I'm always on the left. Because someone facing us would see you on the left.
I don't know.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah, but I'm on the right.
Do you think all the people watching us are sitting behind us?
There's no one watching us.
Do you think if people were watching us, they'd be sitting behind us?
We are actually an
audio
podcast.
Right, but you go to a concert. You don't sit behind the band unless you have the shitty seats.
Yeah, that's...
Nobody wants the behind the band. That's why they're cheap. Mm. They're the behind the band, maybe like a pillar in the way seats.
That's very true.
My voice wouldn't sound as sexy if I did that. You'd be like, yes, I could breathe deep.
That's weird.
Yeah,
it sounds like you're having an asthma.
Don't breathe in the microphone. So we just went to the store. It's it was like 11 p.m. when we went to the store on a Sunday.
That's probably the latest we've been to the Hornbuckers.
Yeah, I think. Well, recently anyway. Mm. I'm not sure we've ever been there later. Yeah,
there was nobody in there.
No, there were people. There was another person checking out when we were checking out.
There's one other person.
Yeah, there's like someone buying carrots or something once too.
Well, we bought parsnips.
So yeah, so we went for ice cream. Because for some reason, because Tutti Frutti wasn't open anymore. So we went for ice cream, and we came back.
If you don't know what Tutti Frutti is, they sell frozen yogurt, and you get to put your own toppings on it. It's real good.
So we
side note.
We went for ice cream, and then we're walking through the fresh vegetables and stuff. We're like, oh, we should get some parsnips. Mm. We should get some rutabaga. So now we're gonna have roast root vegetables for supper tomorrow. And then we're walking by the meat. We're like, we should get some steak. So now we inadvertently got dinner for tomorrow, and we also got ice cream and a donut.
Parsnips and rutabaga are both root vegetables.
Thank you, honey. That was
it's just you know, people don't know what a parsnip is.
So I like looking at the audio because when you laugh, it's very regular. You laugh at very regular intervals.
This is how I always laugh.
So once upon a time, okay, so I have a list on my iPod of things I wanted to talk about on this podcast, and I'm not quite sure. I think I had a plan for, like, what we were going
to... I would like to talk about.
We were going
to
have a format. So I was going to... We were going to start out with things that we... No, we're going to end every podcast with a little thing that we like. With just, like, a happy... End it on a happy
note. You know
note.
What I like? Did you save that list of the things we made yesterday? Or the things we wanted to keep in the vending machine?
That's right. So it's up on the counter. So yesterday, for some reason, we were thinking about vending machines. We were playing Fallout New Vegas, the version with all the expansions, and I was like, what would you put in your vending machine if you could have a vending machine at home? And
Nuka-Cola Quantum.
Real things were an option. Real things that you would maybe be able to put in a vending machine were an option. So the guidelines were 3 drinks, 3 snack foods, and 3 like candies. Which is a lot harder. I mean, think about it. That's a lot harder to come up with than you might assume.
So what's your list? Do you want to go through like...
So my list.
Okay, so we'll do like the drinks first. And we'll both say our drinks. Sure. And we'll debate which ones are better.
Sure.
Because it's mine.
Obviously, you know, that's gross. So I will note that I have a couple things crossed out because I could not make up my mind. So I did runners up on the snack category are Sun Chips and beef jerky. Because I couldn't keep those.
I do like Sun Chips, but only the regular flavor.
Really?
I don't like any of the ones at all the other ones.
I like the... Well, I grew up with Harvest Cheddar. Like my mom, or maybe it was my grandpa, I don't know. Someone always had the Harvest Cheddar ones, so I like those.
I don't really like chips with all kinds of junk on them. I just like them regular flavor.
They used to have like weird... Like recently, they got like compostable bags, and they're super loud. They were like really loud, and I think they moved away from them. Because they were super... Not opening, just like the bag itself was just really loud. But anyway, so drinks. I picked Dr. Pepper, Game Fuel, and grapefruit water.
That like a specific color?
Mountain Dew Game Fuel. It's orange.
Is it the orange? Like is that orange. The one that you it's bought the 4 the 12 orangey packs ready. Of?
Yeah, that's the one I bought a whole bunch of. Although, now that I think about it, I'm not really drinking pop anymore. So I would probably take Dr. Pepper out of that.
And Game
know.
Fuel. Because that's
no,
also,
it's
also soda.
I'd still keep the Game Fuel.
It's soda.
what would I put in instead of the Dr. Pepper,
Ginger
though?
Ale.
Yes! That barely counts. So, I mean, it does.
It is, because I can't drink it.
But no, okay, so it would be Verner's. Verner's is what I would put in there.
Well, that's ginger beer, right?
No, it's ginger ale.
Is it ginger ale?
It's just really strong ginger ale. So that's that instead. But that's way better than Dr. Pepper. Why would I ever pick Dr. Pepper
soda.
In the first place?
When
Verner's is the thing that exists.
It's ginger soda.
So yeah, Verner's Game Fuel grapefruit water. Okay. We got the sparkly grapefruit water from Hornbacher's. It's really good. Don't remember what brand. It's like Sparkling Ice brand, but actually Target has a knockoff now for 10 cents cheaper.
Yeah, the 89 cents?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think I want to change one of mine now that we're sitting here.
Oh, yeah? So you did... Tell the audience what you did.
My original ones that I had was Real Lemonade. Like, what is it called?
Simply Lemonade.
Simply Lemonade, because it's awesome. My second choice was Yoo-Hoo, which I do want to change.
What are you picking?
I'm changing it to chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk's better than you, because Yoo-Hoo is just chocolate milk with gross carbonation.
It's just like chocolate water.
It's really not good.
There's no carbonation in it.
No? No, there should be carbonation in it.
No, it's just gross chocolate water.
It's just gross.
And then my third one was unsweetened iced tea, but I want to change that to farmer's iced tea.
No.
Turkey Hill Blueberry Oolong Tea.
Okay, what is that? Explain that to me. I'm not sure what that is.
Okay, well, in Pennsylvania, one of the big things they have is farmer's tea. Where I grew up, it's like the mainstay of every school lunch.
Really?
Yeah.
You have tea at lunch?
Yeah, well, in high school, you were allowed to have
really?
It.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, we didn't have anything. I don't even think we had iced tea in our high school.
Mm-hmm. Well, it always, when I was younger, it always came in a carton. It was a one pint, right? So it was like, yay,
okay. Like a milk carton?
No, or a half pint.
Right, or half pint's a cup.
I don't know.
Like a milk carton?
No, it's smaller than a milk carton. How big is
no, no, like the little kid milk cartons, like from school.
No, it's bigger than that. It's like
bigger
two
than
of those.
That. It's two. Okay, so it's a pint.
Okay. Oh, is that a half a cup?
Yeah, or they're just a cup. Yeah,
they're
it's a cup.
So it's two. Yeah, it's a pint. Okay.
Okay.
So it's a pint of farmer's
and that's
tea.
The thing you could get at school.
Yeah. Well, you get them at every corner grocery store.
Really?
Because
the only thing that comes
tea.
In cartons around here is milk.
Yeah, it was just like you get a carton of farmer's tea. But then, later on, they put it in, little round bottles.
Sure.
So it was, plastic bottles, and it wasn't as cool anymore.
No, it was less cool because it was more sophisticated.
Yeah, well, no, just the cartons were where it was at. And then, and then Farmers had awesome chocolate milk, too. Farmers chocolate milk.
So all this is a brand. Mm-hmm. Farmers is a brand. Mm-hmm. I missed that completely.
Mm-hmm. But the tea, Farmers tea, was just tea with sugar and lemon.
I had someone ask me what oolong tea was today.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what it is?
I don't.
I think
it's a specific... I answered was that it's a specific tea leaf from, India, but I'm not sure that's right.
It's the way it's cooked.
Oh, is it?
I think Alton Brown talked about it.
I'm Googling it.
He said, this is my thing. It's somewhere between green tea and black tea. It's like tea that's kind of cooked a little bit. Instead of being all the way cooked like black tea.
All right. Wikipedia says it's a traditional Chinese tea produced through a unique process, including withering under strong sun and oxidation before curling and twisting.
Mm.
So it's a twisty tea.
Right. It's between black tea and green tea.
So there's a... the reason I was answering this question at work is because... Okay, so I work at the Starbucks and Target. I probably shouldn't say that, but I do.
What?
What? And someone was asking... We have this joy tea. We have boxes and boxes of joy tea. It was a seasonal tea that we... I don't know why we got so many of them, because no one ever gets full leaf tea. I get maybe one a day.
So you have tea.
But it's called joy, and it's a blend of green, black, and oolong teas.
Mm-hmm.
What season was it
for?
Christmas.
Oh.
Joy. It was all
Because people like Christmas or something.
Yeah, whatever. But we have so much of it, and no one's ever going to buy it. We could probably use it for the next Christmas season. Same thing, we have 10, you know those huge things that ground cinnamon comes in?
No.
You don't know. Oh, that's sad.
What do you mean?
Oh!
Must be midnight.
Quick. No, it's 10 till.
What happens at 10, 11:50 every night?
It reminds me to go to bed by midnight.
Oh. We have to go to bed soon.
Ooh.
Fancy. Sorry, everyone.
So anyway, what I was saying...
You were talking about work stuff.
Right, so we have a lot... Oh, thanks. Thank you. We have so much pumpkin spice. Did you ever have a pumpkin spice latte over there?
Yes, those are awesome.
I never had one. And I was going to, and I didn't, because everyone kept telling me to do it, and I didn't.
Why didn't you do it? You have so much, you said.
We just have the spice, though. There's a separate syrup that we don't have anymore. I know. I can't make one. We'll get it again in the fall. Oh, don't make that face.
Nobody can see the face.
Folks, you can see this face. This is my favorite face. All right, anyway,
my disgusted face is awesome.
It's a good face. So anyway, what were your drinks? So you had real lemonade, but you're changing that to chocolate milk. No, you're changing Yoo-hoo to chocolate milk.
I'm changing Yoo-hoo to chocolate milk, and I'm changing just unsweetened iced tea to Farmer's iced tea. And it has to be Farmer's chocolate milk, because that's the best.
It's the best.
Mm. And in the cartons as well.
I like the chocolate milk that we got at school when I was little.
Dark
chocolate almond milk, really freaking good.
Oh yeah, that's real good too.
That's real good. Yeah, we should get some more of that. We should have gotten that while we were at the store.
Well, my backpack was full.
Your backpack was pretty full. That rutabaga took up a lot of room.
Mm-hmm. And the two quarts of ice cream.
Two quarts of ice cream. We're not even eating it. I don't know why we bought it tonight.
It's for
later. Could have bought it tomorrow. Anyway, so what's your? Okay, so I'll go to my snacks first. Mm-hmm. I think I ended up changing one of these though. Oh, I have Ritz Bits, the cheese ones.
I thought it said right bite.
No, I cross my Z's to distinguish them from twos.
But it looks like an E.
That's what you do in science.
But it looks like an E.
Right, because I'm bad at writing.
I'm like, what's right bite?
Right bite. I would eat that. I would eat something called right bite.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably real good for you,
We should make it.
Yeah, we should. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make something. Anyway, so cheese Ritz Bits.
It has lentils in it.
I like the cheese Ritz Bits the best.
Nah, peanut butter ones.
Yeah. No, you're wrong.
No, peanut butter Ritz Bits. It's not on my list, but if I had seven options, Ritz Bits.
Fruit snacks, and if you're a fruit snack person...
Okay, you gotta be very specific. There are a lot of different fruit snacks.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. If you're a fruit snack person, you'll know that there's kind of two different textures of fruit snacks. There's the real chewy ones, and the ones that have a bit of a bite. Like, when you bite into them, they're just kind of squoosh.
I like the ones that when you bite them, and they have stuff in the middle. Gushers.
Oh, good. That's a totally different thing.
Those are the good ones.
No, I like...
There's a something in here.
There's a thing. No, I like the fruit snacks, not the, the real chewy ones that are all, gummy.
I don't like the ones where you get gummy. When you buy, you pay a dollar and you get 30 bags of them in a box.
Yeah, like Scooby-Doo used to have some real good ones, or there were, some princess ones that had, the opaque colored ones are always real good. They had, a pink opaque one that was really good.
Do you remember Nintendo
Look,
soda?
I used to... No. I don't know what that was.
They had tiny cans. They were 8-ounce cans.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, it was Yoshi green apple. It was Yoshi.
I would drink that so much.
And they had, strawberry Mario. No, strawberry was the princess.
Princess Peach.
Strawberry Princess. Peach? It might have been peach.
It should have been peach.
It might have been Strawberry Mario, and then the Luigi was blue.
But Luigi's green.
No,
but because Yoshi got priority over Luigi.
Because
that's
he's
so
actually
sad.
Green, and Luigi is wearing
just
a green
wearing
suit.
Green.
Because Yoshi's actually green.
I guess you're right. Oh, poor Luigi though. Mm. He gets the shaft in everything.
But Nintendo sodas were awesome. I bought one of each, and I was going to save them forever, but then I drank them.
You should have saved them forever. They're probably worth a lot now.
I don't know.
Because nobody would keep them. Who would keep them?
Yeah, I'm not the kid who could keep the stuff in the package.
No, you're not good at that. So anyway, my third thing is cashews, because I really like cashews.
Cashews are good.
It was a toss-up between cashews and almonds, but I probably should have picked almonds, but I picked cashews. They were kind of worse for you than almonds.
Do you want to know what I picked?
I do want to know what you picked.
I picked Munchos, because Munchos are awesome. If you don't know what Munchos are, they're kind of like a reconstituted potato chip.
Oh, hold on. I'm
going to
see if they have... Oops. How's if I don't look for... Aw, oh, I'm bad at typing today.
They're like the best food. They're really salty. And
they're so super salty.
And they're $2 only, it says on the bag.
They are thinner than most potato chips. Mm-hmm. To the point of being slightly transparent and containing air pockets.
Mm-hmm. But they're like real crispy.
Oh, I guess when they were first introduced, they were called thicker than potato chips.
Oh, but they're not.
So don't do that anymore. Dehydrated potatoes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like when you get mashed potatoes in a box, but they just fry them. And then my second one is Fritos, because corn chips are awesome. And these are all just regular flavor. I don't like any of the other stuff. I just like salt flavor.
Yeah.
And then Oreos, the little six-packs of Oreos in my vending machine.
I haven't seen those six-packs. The only places I've seen the six-packs of Oreos recently are on campus.
You know what would be awesome?
Sell them that often.
Since I have a six-pack of Oreos and chocolate milk.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, I don't dip my Oreos.
Well, you're wrong.
I'm not a big dipper.
You're wrong.
Like, I guess I don't like milk combining with things.
Yeah, you don't even put your cereal in milk, which is always weird.
I don't ever put my cereal in milk. I also don't put milk in my cereal.
Mm-hmm.
The things don't combine.
Yeah, they do.
They're gross. It makes it all soggy and disgusting.
All right, Holly, let's hear about your candy bars.
Thank you for keeping this on track. Candy, for me, Reese's, because don't you even...
I like Reese's.
Okay, that's it.
I really enjoy them Reese peanut butter cups.
No. So this is a pet peeve of mine. Don't call it Reese's because it's not.
I sure love those Reese peanut butter cups.
The guy who made them, name wasn't Reese. Probably Reese. Reese's.
And if you ever meet the man named Reese, you better give him his peanut butter cup because he's waiting for it.
Is that a Mitch Hedberg joke?
It's similar to that.
Okay. Second one was Werther's because I feel like you need a hard candy. Some sort of hard candy. See, you don't have any hard candy, but...
Speaking of Werther's, have you ever heard of Violet candy?
No, what is that?
Oh. It tastes...
Oh, I like how you say... Oh.
It's the other candy that
the
old ladies
other...
like.
What is it?
It's like... Old ladies have three types of candy.
Sure.
Right? They have Werther's.
They do have Werther's.
They have Mary Jane's.
Oh, I hate those.
And they have Violet candy.
What is Violet
which is,
candy?
I think it's it tastes like flowers, but to me it tastes like awful.
I don't.
It tastes like
why
perfume.
Why would you want it to taste?
I don't know.
Why
old ladies
do you want
like
candy
it.
That tastes like that. That's perfume.
But
it's
in like a purple square package.
I've never seen that.
And it says Violet on it.
I've never seen that.
And they're
that.
Like little square purple candies that taste like butt.
I'm sure it does. Well, yeah, because flour is not a candy flavor.
And there's another one. Oh, what is it called? Like Sen or something like that?
I've never heard of it.
And that one just tastes like dirt.
I guess I'm not up on my old lady candy.
That one just tastes like dirt.
My great-grandma always, always had around flavored Tootsie Rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Like the
vanilla ones,
or like the strawberry ones or whatever.
See, some old lady candy is good,
and
some is awful.
That is what she always had. Like, she had a candy dish in the living room, that's what it had.
Or like old guys usually have like licorice, like a pile of licorice candy.
Yeah, or like Good and Plenty.
Yeah, well, that's licorice candy.
Yeah, but it's just like specifically, it's not just licorice. She also kept around strawberry Twizzlers, but I didn't like the strawberry ones because they're gross. Cherry's much better.
Sure, it definitely has more flavor to it.
Yeah. Third one, last candy, Ferrero Rocher.
Oh, Rocher.
Because,
awesome. If I had like a vending machine, I would only push
really,
that button
because what I know, because what it is, I mean, it's a hazelnut with Nutella around it, and then chocolate around, a biscuit around the chocolate, or around the Nutella, and then chocolate around the biscuit, and then hazelnut on top.
Mm-hmm.
That is a combination that is worthy. You know what I just thought of? We have hazelnut syrup at Starbucks, and we have mocha syrup at Starbucks. I've never seen a hazelnut mocha, but I really think next time you go to Starbucks, that's what you need to get.
Everyone.
Hazelnut
mocha.
Specifically you.
Me?
Hazelnut mocha.
Does mocha count as chocolate?
Yeah. Well, I guess not next time. Next time after next week, because you can eat chocolate after the end of the week, I think.
Okay.
Do that.
The 15th.
Oh, shit. But you can't eat cheese after that.
What do I need cheese for? There's no cheese in hazelnuts.
You don't, but cheese is hard.
Yeah.
Well, some of it. Some of it's soft, just
get
too.
Whatever
mozzarella.
I get.
We
no
can
cheese.
Eat that mozzarella before. So you got a good deal on mozzarella.
I did. I bought buy one, get one free for fresh mozzarella, and it's good until the 16th, so
sometimes
we have like a week.
Sometimes you just gotta... That's all the longer you can eat it anyway. Sometimes you just gotta keep an eye out for those deals.
Mm-hmm. That's like $8 savings.
Yeah.
But I mean, I did have to buy
one
for $8.
Well, you had to buy two of them, too.
I had to buy two of them for $8 together.
That's pretty good.
But we made two awesome pizzas.
We did make two really good pizza.
Yeah.
I don't know why people don't make their own pizzas.
It's kind of a pain to make the crust.
You don't have to make the crust, though. I mean,
yeah,
you
but it's so much better
it.
When
it
you make
it. It is a lot
it.
Better when you make it.
Yeah.
It is a pain to make, but it's so worth it. Mm-hmm. Let's hear about your candies.
My candy. Well, Fifth Avenue. It's the best candy bar
I've
ever made.
Would you explain Fifth Avenue to me again? Because I've never had a Fifth Avenue
bar. It's like a crispy
bar.
Peanut butter.
Crispy
it's, have
peanut
you ever
butter.
Like a Butterfinger?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a Butterfinger, except good.
I like
it's less sugar and more peanut butter.
Oh. Okay. Where do they sell them?
I haven't seen one around here.
Okay. There's probably a place.
Yeah. There's one gas station that sells balls, and it probably sells
Which
Fifth
gas
Avenue
station
candy
is
butters.
It?
I don't know. It's one of them.
You got to find out, because I need that
but
gas
yeah,
station.
But yeah, but... Somebody
That's
always has,
I'm...
like, root beer balls at work now.
So if I can't have game fuel in my vending machine, balls.
Mm-hmm. I'll
awesome.
Have the cherry balls in the big can.
No, I don't like the
That's
cherry
That's the best one.
No, the blue. Just regular old blue.
Yeah. I like cherry.
Even the sugar-free stuff's pretty good, but...
Cherry balls.
Cherry balls.
what else you got? So you got a Fifth Avenue?
Oh, peanut butter M&Ms. I guess I have two peanut butter candies, but...
That's fine. Peanut butter candies
They're different. They're very different.
They are fundamentally...
I mean, they're both...
Peanut butter M&Ms are very sweet.
But they're both chocolate and peanut butter.
They're really good. Well, I mean, I have one of those, too. I have Reese's, so... Between us, half of our stuff is chocolate and peanut butter. Someone struck gold when they figured out the chocolate-peanut butter combination.
Remember when we had that chocolate-peanut butter malt? That was
Remember
awesome.
When I made Nutella cheesecake? That was really good.
Yes, it was. Okay, so my third vending machine candy is Swedish Fish, but only on the stipulation that you have to put a penny in it and it gives you one Swedish Fish every time.
I don't know how logistically that would work with a regular vending machine.
I don't, it's magical.
So between us, we have 18 items, and I feel like 18 is reasonable for a vending machine. Mm-hmm. I feel like we could have a vending machine with 18 things in it, so maybe someday we will do that. Even though if we actually ate out of this vending machine, we would get fat so quickly.
We should make a healthy vending machine.
Well, I mean, some of the stuff on mine is healthy. Fruit snacks and cashews aren't bad.
We should just have lentils.
Yeah, a lentil vending machine.
Some
hummus.
Edamame.
Hummus if you eat it in moderation.
Carrots.
Carrot sticks. Mm-hmm. Celery sticks. Negative calories.
Mm-hmm. Like, it just gives you like a little bag of already cut up celery sticks.
Actually, I think that's probably a thing in vending machines.
Celery
somewhere.
And peanut butter.
Celery.
Celery?
You're skipping a syllable there.
That's what it is.
Celery. There's another E.
That's a waste of time.
It is a waste of time.
Celery. Well, it's like caramel.
Crazy.
Caramel.
Caramel.
Or caramel.
Caramel. Save some time.
Caramel.
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 That extra A is not important.
How
else spell
you supposed
it with
to say it? You say...
No, I spell it C-A-R-M-E-L-O.
No, that's wrong.
I know
it's
it
caramel.
Is. I know it's wrong, but that's how I spell it.
All right, every listeners, you have to tell us. This is your homework, listeners.
Okay, this is just going to be completely dependent upon where they grew up.
You got to pick your 9 things that you want in your vending machine.
Yeah.
And let us know on Twitter or... Oh,
Facebook?
Twitter, Facebook. We're
so we are
twitter.com/ahapodcast,
facebook.com/ahapodcast.
Or you can just go @ahapodcast on Twitter.
If you are afraid of public forums... you can go to www.ahapodcast.com.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of
You do
things.
Have to put the W's in there, though, because for some reason it doesn't redirect without them. Still got to figure that out.
Yeah.
That happened when we moved to our new host, I think.
Did it?
Yeah, we're on Namecheap now. Much better than our previous host.
Except
GoDaddy.
They don't like WWWs.
Either that or I just don't know how to set it up, which is probable. I should have gone to Hover.
Hover?
Yeah,
is that
they
the one
that
they always
That's
are.
The one that I was talking about on the Nerdist. Mm-hmm. And they, like, have the no-hold policy or whatever with your... With your stuff.
So we've been doing some new
stuff.
Oh,
and then we have, what I was saying was if you're afraid of public forums, you can email us secretly at ahapodcast@gmail.com.
Secret.
It's private, confidential. Unless
it's very discreet.
Unless we just read it on the podcast.
We might do
that. That would be cool, actually. I wish we would get some email from our podcast listeners.
We don't have any
both
email.
Of our podcast listeners.
You know what? I don't even know. I mean, this I'm is not season even sure if three. We have
to. This is season three, and it has been quite a long time.
It's like
time.
8 months since we did
it's
one.
Yes.
October.
God, is that the last one we did? Oh, man. We have been out of it.
So we have a new podcast up tonight.
So we will have a new podcast up, hopefully, tonight. I have to figure out if I can find... I have to find the theme song to cut it in. I got a new laptop since the last time we did a podcast.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what's on there.
Oh, I'm sure it's on here. I transferred all my stuff over. It's probably somewhere. I'll just have to find it. That'll be good. So I was thinking... Oh, did you have something to say?
I just wanted to talk about what we've been doing for the last 8 months.
Oh, I've been in school.
Mm-hmm.
I got a job. I work retail. I'm good at it. I'm employee of the month right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm employee of the decade.
You got a promotion.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know... That's just how I do it.
Get a promotion. I don't think we've ever said where you work. Probably shouldn't.
Doesn't,
I shouldn't have said where I work.
Doesn't matter.
Forget
there's
that
a,
I said
there's a
where
million
I work.
Targets. It doesn't matter.
That's true. There are a million targets. I think everyone knows where we are, though.
I work on the internet. I post a blog every day.
You do? You have a new blog. That's new since the last time we had this.
I started it on January 3rd.
Yeah, talk about that.
So it's 6 months. Every day I've posted.
What is it about? What's your blog about?
It's about Magic cards, you guys.
I have this blog. It's mysterious. It is about Magic cards, but it's good.
My goal is to become a designer for Magic. Like, I want to make Magic cards for a living, and I figured out the best way to do it is just to keep my mind working. Keep doing it. Make a new card every day. You can check out my blog. It's at madolaf.com. That's where
it does redirect there. Nifty.
MADOLAF. And you can follow me specifically on Twitter at madolaf.
I'm at onlyobsessed. I don't get a lot of followers, but I have some.
I got a new follower. I think it's a bot.
Yeah, that
it says,
happens.
Make
sometimes.
Money quick.
Yeah, that's gonna happen. I have. God, I tweet too much. I tweet. I have over 7,000 tweets.
Yeah, well, most of your tweets are just complaining about stuff that's going on around you.
That's true. So if you like complaining.
Mm-hmm. I generally don't.
I have quite a few at replies, though, too, and those count also towards a tweet count.
Oh, yeah. You got,
And I retweet sometimes, because some people say some interesting
you
stuff.
You got retweeted by the indoor kids?
I did get, only they cut off part of my tweet because they retweeted it wrong, because they don't know how to retweet, apparently. You know, we should plug some podcasts we like to listen to.
Oh, wait, we like the indoor kids?
I listen to that a lot. I'm actually caught up on that now, which is weird.
And the Nerdist?
Nerdist, Phoebe is looking promising.
Mm-hmm.
Four Eyes and Beard, that's Matt Myra from the Nerdist podcast, and Scott Mosier from the Smodcast podcast.
Which we used to listen to.
But it got kind of samey.
It did.
Got a little samey. You listen to Risk. I have listened to Risk.
Yeah,
I don't
that's hit or miss.
Much. Yeah.
There's some good stories, there's some lame stories. There's a pretty good one on today's.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What else do you listen to?
I've been listening to the Game of Thrones books. That's not a podcast.
That's not a podcast. You also listen to
every song on my
comic
computer.
Book men.
I did listen to that.
Oh, you don't anymore?
They had too many guests that I had no idea who they were.
Well, I don't know what most of the guests on a lot of them are, but I don't care.
Yeah, well,
it's just people that I don't know who they are. Well, it's just like it was people that were working on their TV show and
all the background people. Hey, lighting guy.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. Oh. They'd sit around and drink beers and talk about stuff that isn't comic books.
Annoying.
Yeah. Well, speaking of comic books, I was reading a comic book in the bathroom.
I finished a comic book for the first time ever.
Did you?
Yeah, I finished Watchmen.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, that's never happened before.
Well, that's a graphic novel.
Well, I guess I finished Neverwhere, but that's a graphic novelization of an actual book that I could have just read.
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, it had really good art.
They also had
stuff,
a miniseries for that, too.
Did they? Oh, yeah, they did. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you were reading a comic book in the bathroom while you poop.
I was reading, right now Spider-Man is fighting against Man-Wolf.
Man-Wolf?
Man-Wolf and also Morbius, who is the living vampire. So he's fighting a werewolf and a vampire.
That sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Uh-huh.
What happens if a werewolf bites a vampire?
An abomination.
No, but seriously, what happens? What happens?
Well, in the White Wolf universe, it's called an abomination.
Okay, what does that mean?
If it's a vampire bites a werewolf and makes it into a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a werewolf.
Is it still a werewolf?
Yeah. It's just it's an
abomination.
But it's like
so if it bites someone, what does it turn into? What does that person?
Well, the
turn
thing
into?
Is, a vampire has to. has a specific way it has to transform
not
it into.
Not always.
Well, in the White
in
Wolf
in that
universe.
One? Okay. Okay, what is the White Wolf in
that's Vampire the Masquerade.
Okay.
That's the one that I know.
Gotcha. There's probably other mythologies for it.
Oh, sure. I mean, there's real mythology for it, too.
Right, there's not, like, real life.
I'm not the vampire expert, but that's...
You should be.
That's what I played back in the day.
Look, you have to get closer to the microphone. I'm not going to keep pushing you towards it, but you have to... No, don't pick it up. That's very loud.
Can I just
hold
it? Don't
touch the microphone.
Can I just get
no,
one that
just
goes around
closer.
My head?
No, just sit closer.
Can't I just talk at
just
the microphone
get,
from over here?
No, you can't. That's not... This is a proximity microphone. You're supposed to be close to it. No, seriously. Like, I know you think I'm making it up, but this is the kind of microphone you're supposed to sit close to.
I'm right next to the microphone, y'all.
I don't know why you're being so annoying about this.
Okay, I'll be right here.
Thank you. See how much better that is?
I just enjoy sitting back when I'm talking.
Right, I understand that, but we can't afford for you to sit back because this microphone it's a good microphone, but there's only one. We need another one.
Okay.
If you can get another microphone, that would be great.
When's Christmas?
Too far away. Get another microphone.
When's your birthday?
Even farther than Christmas.
When's my birthday?
Even farther than my birthday. So.
When's podcast day?
Next week.
Next week?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yes. That's what I decided. It was Best Friends Day the other day. Found that out after Best Friends
Day. It
was
Donut Day the other day.
I know, and we had donuts that day. And they were marginal.
They were,
They were acceptable.
We have to get good donuts. There's a place in West Fargo that has awesome donuts.
Yeah, I have heard that. We just have never gone. Maybe sometime for breakfast or something.
We'll drive to West Fargo and get an awesome donut.
We should probably wrap this up. We'll wrap up with a happy thing. What's a happy thing? I have a little list here of things that I love. Just little things that I love. I kept it. I kept this list. Okay, I got one. You ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Do you have a little thing that you love?
I have one little thing that I just thought of that
do
I love.
Do you want to go first or should I go first?
I'll do mine first.
Okay, you do yours first.
Okay. I love getting, like, when you go somewhere and you have a little stamp card and you have the free one and you didn't even realize it.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's the thing that I love.
That's a good thing to love. I love flipping to exactly the right page in a really big book. You're
okay.
Just trying to, like, it's not bookmarked. You're trying to go to page 297. You flip right open, 297. Because, I mean, the odds are, they're... It's a big book, you know? You can guess it's somewhere around the middle, but...
Remember when that guy did, like, those crazy card tricks?
That guy. Oh, we probably shouldn't talk about that unless we have a link for it. Do you know his name? You don't know his name? Oh, no.
Derek Delgadio?
That sounds about right. You're on some, like, some Mexican
maybe Google
TV
it.
Show?
Google
Mexican
it.
TV
it might
show?
Be it.
Derek Delgadio. Entertain the listeners.
Hello, listeners.
Oh, yeah, that's totally his name.
That's totally his name.
Derek Delgadio, he's crazy. Totally crazy.
Just look up Derek Delgadio on YouTube and you can see some crazy card tricks. He just does it with a deck of cards.
He does. All right, I think that's it for us.
Okay.
No, we should come up with a new ending. I don't think okay bye is appropriate
What is our ending?
Like...
That's a podcast.
Yeah! That's a good one. Go for it.
Oh, you just did it.
No, you have to do it again, though. Because it's actually the
end. All right. From everybody here at the AHA Podcast Studios, that's a podcast.